SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got a lot going on this hour. I'm going to get some football involved. We're having some fun with some of these Olympic bets, which we're going to look at as well. Why not? You know, Joe, I was thinking about this. And, of course, Mike Carver in the Encyclopedia of college football, which I saw a lot of training camps start at college. I saw a lot of the pads are on, Joe, at a lot of places I saw earlier today. The one, the only, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
This is it, Carver. This is it, baby. College football on the horizon. I know we got the Olympics standing in the way, but don't worry.
Yeah, but I was just going to say to you, like, think of it this way. We've obviously watched the Olympics our whole lives, you know? We've always, you know, but some a little bit more than others, some things more than others, you know? And I feel like this is the first Olympics where there's two things. Number one, it's obviously the legalized betting across the countries a lot more now than the last Olympics, 21 in Tokyo. And you go even, you know, one more even before that, Joe, it's tenfold how many more people can play it. And I just feel like it can kind of like I've been looking at the board today, like I can really get involved here. This is something that's going to get us through these next 2 weeks in a big way. And I think it's more because I'll be interested in if I put a little gas on it, you know? Nothing crazy. Like we did the other day, like those parlays with the four or five different things, some of it a little chalky. And we're suddenly in the mix. Then when I'm sitting here like doing coast to coast in the afternoon, I'm like, ah, look at this. I got these two girls, the beach volleyball on. Let's go. Jimmer Fredette with the 3-on-3. Get the break dancing in. You know, whatever you want to do, Joe. I think it's
right now for the women's soccer right now. What's the odds for the USA to win the gold medal on the women's side?
Right now, it is. Wow, and the Yankees just hitting homers left and right. Volpe with a two-run homer now. The women's soccer has the United States at plus 165.
That's crazy. That's plus money, man. And you know what?
I wouldn't mind putting them in. I think that could be one, Joe, we could throw in.
Right. They're special right now. They got a new coach, and you know what? I talked a lot of crap about them after they lost in the World Cup.
Matias talking them up.
And that terrible performance they had. And you know what? I don't usually talk up this team, but watching them play
right
now.
But this is different, right? Isn't this like the men where it's 23 and under?
No, it's not.
For the women, you can bring whoever you want.
You know, Carver, they have their team that they have right now. It's like the team that they had at the World Cup. It's like they're all really good.
All right.
Like Trinity Rodman is just killing it. You know, Dennis Rodman's daughter has just been smoking it out there, scoring goals, creating plays.
Trinity Rodman, she's been good. They destroyed Germany the other day.
And they're a step above. And I feel like an idiot because I talked them down, and you know what? They're smacking me in the face right now. They look like they're a level above everybody else. So when you tell me that they're plus money right now, oh, man. I think we can take that right now.
All right, Joe, let's put...
I got a pick for the men's climbing. We'll go climbing. With the Italian... Matteo Zerloni at plus 380.
Hold on a second. What's that under?
Men's climbing speed.
Men's climbing. All right, hold on here. Matteo Zerloni at plus 380. All right, fine. All right, let's get Mateo in there, and then I'll throw you one too. We're gonna get in on the let's get in on the canoeing, Joe.
Canoeing.
Yeah, all let's right. get the canoeing in here, because you know you do this to me in the golf sometimes. And there's just a
talking. A name?
There's a name.
Are you going with Felix?
It's kind of talking to me.
Go ahead. Who?
Right now in the. Hold on a second. Let me get it up.
It's not Jacob Rieger, is it?
There's a name that's calling to me in the KX1 kayak cross.
Who?
All right.
Who is this? Tell me.
This Boris Nevu from France. He's +200.
Who?
It's calling for me here. What, how about Giovanni Di Gennaro at 10-1 from Italy?
Yeah, but where 10-1? No, wait a minute. You're on the
Giovanni. No. The one below that, the KX1 kayak cross.
Okay, Boris Nevu.
So yeah, from France, with? Home country guy. Because in his home country.
All right,
so or do you want to take the long shot Italian, Giovanni Di Gennaro?
No, we got Matteo Zerloni in the climbing.
So let's take Boris in here. All right, hold on. I want in on this, Joe. One second. What's one more? This is like the Olympic obscure sports parlay of the night. You want to throw the judo in there, too?
No, I tell you what I want to do.
Because the men's 100 kilogram.
The boxing.
Oh, the boxing. Yeah. How about one judo and one boxing, and then we're done.
All right, so we'll do Roscoe Hill, the USA, at 14-1.
All right, hold on. I got to get back
little
to the
little Roscoe Pico train?
All right. One second. So the boxing, you want to go... One second. So Roscoe's fighting this guy from France. This is at 5 a.m. Tuesday morning. Wow, it's a pick'em, huh? It's a pick'em.
Yeah.
All right. You want to get in on it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm not gonna be up at 5 a.m. to watch that, Joe.
No, it's Roscoe to win the gold.
Oh, you want to go to the gold. Okay, fair enough. Oh, so he's 14-1 to win the gold.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do we have anyone from the USA who's a little bit more chalky?
No.
That we can root in?
Nobody.
How about... Yeah, there is. One second.
Who?
How about your boy, Jack Marley from Ireland in the 92 kilogram?
3-3 now, Toronto and
okay, so they're doing well there.
14-3 Red Sox, 8-1 Mets. I mean, the hits just keep on coming.
Actually, Joe, in the 57 kilogram, Jamal Harvey from the United States is the second choice at +460 for the gold. Let's root for Harvey. Yeah,
in boxing.
Yeah, in the boxing.
All right. Now I lost it. Wait, I have boxed.
By the way, that Oriole was a two-run homer by Jordan Westberg. That's right. Great call by Craig. I saw this earlier. I was rooting this guy in. Did you see that Chase Budinger, the former NBA player, is in the beach volleyball?
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, why do they not have the beach volleyball odds up?
I don't know. So what do you want to do with the USA boxing? Which
I told you. Harvey, 57 kilogram. He's +460 for the gold. He's the second choice.
All right, good.
Let's root Harvey in. And then in the judo.
The judo?
Men's 100 kilogram. I watched this guy. This Aaron Wolf from Japan.
All right. Yeah.
Did you know the family history with me with judo, Joe? Did I ever tell you that?
Why, you smacked a couple of guys around?
My family, my dad and his brothers and my grandfather, all big judo history here on Long Island. Big
really?
Judo history, yeah. Yeah, I know all these little throws these guys are doing in there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. So one last thing, Joe, then I want to make sure we have all this in order that we just did, which is, by the way, it's a big one if we're actually playing.
Judo? What's the judo play?
Aaron Wolf in the 100-kilogram gold.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get plus 68282.
No, I got the profit boost 33.
Okay.
417.
Wait. You're missing something then. Here's what I have in mind. You ready?
Go ahead. It's a five legger.
Five.
All right. Good.
Harvey in the boxing.
Yep.
Wolf in the judo.
Yeah.
Boris Nevu in the kayak.
Yep. Right. And Zerloni.
Matteo Zerloni in the climbing.
Yeah.
And the U.S. women's soccer win the gold.
You see, you threw the soccer in there, why'd you?
You want to take the soccer
it's
out?
It's a good bet, Joe. It's a good bet. That's why you put it in.
Oh,
it's a good bet.
It's a good bet.
It's a good bet. It's a good bet, Joe. If you watched it, you'd know.
It's going to ruin our whole parlay. No.
It's going to make the whole parlay, Joe. It's going to make the whole parlay. That's going to be a big bump for everything else, Joe.
Carver.
All right, we'll take the soccer out. Because we'll take the soccer out, okay?
Take the soccer.
There you go. So I get 25,704.
But then put the profit boost
and then you put
there.
The boost in and it takes it up to
right
to that. So there you go.
Yeah, $15 pays 5 Gs.
Okay.
All right.
I can only put 10 because that's what they cap me with that. I can only do 10 on the boosts.
All right.
So, I mean, it is what it is. That's fine by me. I mean, especially since, I mean, do I really want to invest more than $10 on men's canoeing and men's sport climbing? Probably not. So
7-0 Reds. 7-0 Reds.
Really?
This Cub team is gutless, really.
No, it was Candelario. He couldn't be Stevenson.
Jeez.
You know, Joe, it's just... Cal Raleigh did homer before, by the way. So at least I got one on the board tonight.
Good for you.
Yeah, you need more. I'd like two is like where you really want a minimum.
Yeah, screwed up.
Minimum two. But I just loaded in for... I still have Walker in the Arizona game, which is about to start. And I went in for Suarez, too.
All right.
So.
8-4 Guardians now. Look at this. 12-4.
Yeah, Tigers just hit a homer. All the games are over. I'm not saying this to try to get you upset. All the games are over except the ones you took.
I know. It's crazy.
That's just...
All right. What are you going to do?
And then I'm getting one more at bat here with Stevenson, and he hits him. Like, honestly. He looks mad, too, Joe. We might get a fight here.
No, throw him.
Stevenson upset.
Wow.
Can they show a replay? Like, what are we doing here? Oh, they're talking about it now. The umps are getting together, Joe. Are they going to run somebody?
Are they? They're going to run somebody?
I don't know. If they could ever show a replay, I'd know what was going on. Oh, they threw him out, Joe. Gave him the business. Threw the pitcher out.
All right.
Welcome to Chicago, Nate Pearson. Just traded for him from the Blue Jays.
2-1, Braves. 2-1. All right. Come on now. Come on. I need this.
Now Council's
going
to give him the business here now, Joe.
Good.
Did he hit him in the head? I didn't see the pitch. Can they show a replay?
2-0 Astros on Skeens. They smacked him around.
Did they?
Around, yep. 2-0 in first and second. Bottom five. One out.
Rhys Hoskins homered for Milwaukee. That was that one.
Come on, did this total come in here? Come on. Hang in there. Hang in there.
I guess they're trying to say this guy threw at him after
he threw
giving
at his
up
head?
The homer.
Could have killed that kid.
They won't. They refuse to show a replay. So I just. I have no idea.
All right.
Bad blood right now, Joe. A lot of bad
blood.
Not
good. Wish there was some bad blood in Milwaukee. They, I mean, really, 2-1. Could we get over 9.5?
You know how many points they play this 3-on-3 basketball to? Think it's 21?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
I'm asking, because they have for Jimmer to score 12-plus points at plus 650.
You love this Jimmer. You think
Jimmer to score 9, even money. Jimmer to score 10, plus 170. 11, plus 320. 12, plus 650.
Yeah, but is it individual baskets or like only 1 point, or are they
correct
twos?
Correct.
Yeah. So 12 buckets, huh?
Olympic 3-on-3. I'm getting the actual rules, Joe, which is nice before you let something to know what the rules are. Edit.
You could just go in blind like we like to do.
Yeah, I guess we could do that too if we really wanted to. 3-on-3, brief overview of the rules. It's on played on a half, which I knew. Both teams attack the same hoop. The winner is the team with the score at the end of 10 minutes or the first team to reach 21.
All right.
The three-point line serves as a two-point line. That's where Jimmer's gonna eat, Joe.
Jimmer's going to eat right there. He's going to go back to his days in Provo.
And then they finally showed the replay, and I wasn't looking.
That's a bad look by you. That's a bad look.
Well, I'm trying to get the rules to 3-on-3. So they played at 21, Joe.
Who's on the U.S. team? Jimmer and who else?
Jimmer Fredette, Dylan Travis.
Who?
Canyon Barry. Well, those are the three guys that they have the odds for the points.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
Carver Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Second home run of the night, Joe, for Jazz Chisholm. Deep to right field, and I think it was off of Stubbs. One of the position players is pitching for the Phillies. So Jazz with a big fly, 14-4.
Jeez.
Yankees lead the Phillies in the top of the ninth.
Can't take it.
He hit it off with Aaron Judge's bat. He's showing the camera. Jazz having fun there in the dugout, Joe.
Yeah, good for him. Good for Jazz.
Which the Yankees don't usually have a lot of. I'm surprised they're allowing him to smile. So. Man, 11-1 Mets, Joe. Jeez.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming tonight.
Yeah, all the Mets do is play overs. Majority of their games are overs.
Yeah, one of the best over teams. 3-3 Jays and the Orioles. Bottom three in that second game of the doubleheader. 2-0 Astros lead the Pirates.
Come on, Kansas City. Open this game.
2-1 Royals. I'm very surprised at that, Joe. Very surprised. Seager's up again. I guess Seager made the last out. I mean, you got to be kidding me here.
Come on, Renfro. Come on, Renfro. Walk as good as a hit. Walk as good as a hit here. Okay. Runner on third.
So how about this, Joe? You talk about bad news.
Yeah.
Let me give you some bad news. It just came across my desk.
Bad news?
So... when me and you do these things on here, I always build it on my desktop, you know, the parlays.
You can't bet it.
So I had all it, because on my desktop is the New Jersey. So I go on my phone to put in the parlay during the break. They let me do Zerloni. They let me do Harvey. For some unexplainable reason, in New York, I don't have the kayaking, and I don't have the judo. Now, I think I know why I don't have the judo, because
what?
There may be a judge element to that, a judging element, and okay. New York State never has anything that involves any kind of judging element. I would assume the kayak is just a race, isn't it? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. All right, so I'm pot committed and you're not. All right.
Well, I'm going to still go with Zerloni and Harvey, and I'm going to add something else.
Add the soccer, then.
I'll do the soccer, the women's soccer, at plus 165. I'm going to try to get it close here, Joe. We'll add the women's soccer. And what else can I do here, Joe?
Alcaraz at minus 140 to win gold.
Nah, that's not juicy enough. Not juicy enough.
You're right. It isn't. It sucks. We should have gotten earlier.
It's just not where I want to be. How about the Jimmer for the 12 points tomorrow? And I'll be out of it within 24 hours. Hold on. Let's get Jim. I'm going to put Jimmer in here. Let me get Jimmer in. Because they actually do let. I'm stunned. They let have the. They let me do the player props for this.
Did they?
3-on-3.
Yeah.
What is happening here, Joe?
Yeah, they had second and third in the Reds again. They can't convert. Every game I picked is a dead under. It's crazy. It's incredible.
All right. Jimmer for 10 at plus 170.
There you go.
So I'm rolling Jimmer in there as the fourth instead of the other stuff. All right, Joe, that's what I'm doing.
All right, there you go.
It's the best I can do right now.
That is.
New York State and Addabbo, you know, they blocked me out.
Blaming it on Addabbo.
I am blaming it on Addabbo.
Oh.
I'm blaming it on him. Yasmani Grandal homers for the Pirates, 2-1.
Okay.
How about that?
There you go.
Yasmani Grandal. So 2-1 there now, top of the sixth. I mean, can I get one more guy here tonight, Joe? I mean, it might have to be Walker late night. Walker late night is probably going to have to be the guy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. There's Bush with a homer, Joe, for the Cubs, so it's 7-1. Can we get another one from Hap here? How many do you need?
I mean, come on. You think we're going to get it?
No. I mean, but can we get the Hap homer?
Yeah, sure. I guess. I'm like, I've been hit with so many lefts tonight, I'm begging for a right. Give me the right.
Give you the right?
What's gonna happen. I know what's going to happen. Tomorrow night, every game I bet on is going to be over. So I'm putting it in now.
You're going to get the lines early in the process. Yeah. You're going to pick them up early.
Yeah, I'm malting everything.
Everything. The whole card.
The whole card. No, the ones that I played tonight.
The same games.
Probably. I don't know.
So, let's see. What do we got? Cubs, Reds, Steele, and Montas is a flat 9.
Mm-hmm.
You play
Tampa Bay Rays and Miami Marlins. They cost me a lot of money.
That's a short number, 7.5.
Yeah, I altered that up to 9.5.
Hmm. Pirates got a little something cooking here now. Top of the sixth, 2 on and 2 out. And hopefully, Cruz
I got over 7.5 there. Can I get that? 2-1? No.
Rangers are going to have Scherzer against Lynn tomorrow night. That's Texas and St. Louis, 8.5. You were on that tonight. Royals, Waka, and Cannon's an 8.5.
Waka, Waka.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said? Waka, Waka?
Waka, Waka, Waka. Gas can night in Anaheim, Quantrill and Canning, that's an 8.5.
I know. I feel like they're short with those numbers every time with the Angels.
Can this O'Neill Cruz hit a homer here, Joe?
For who?
For the Pirates, man. He tried there. I felt that breeze from New York, man. He was trying to put that one.
Braves got runners on first and second, Carver. I need them. First and second in Kansas City. I got first and second in both games. One out in both. Can I get some hits here? Come on, Carver. Pick me up, man.
Man,
pick
hat
me up,
to
guy.
The wall. Are you kidding Marsh. Me?
Marsh is pitching against Robert. Come on, Robert. Rip one. What'd he do here? What'd he do? Got first and second.
Pit one to the out. Wall.
It locked out, Carver, in Kansas City. Please tell me he ripped the one in play. Did he get it? Did he go yard? Is that a double? 107-mile bat torque.
Back
yes!
Torque.
All right.
What do you get, Joe?
Single. Runner
all right.
scores.
107-mile-an-hour single.
2-2. How did that not make the gap? How did that not make the gap?
Hit it too fast. Too fast.
It's almost like too
come
high.
On, Cruz. Remember put me? This in the seats.
Come on. Who's up here with these Brew Crew? First and third now. Ooh.
Couple things here, Joe.
Yeah.
Let me see what I got for you here. Did you see Jerry over the weekend trying to, I guess they were asking about Love getting all that money.
Yeah.
And that obviously Love beat Dak and was that, you know, does he deserve to be at the top? And Jerry kind of danced around it, obviously.
Yeah, what's he going
to
say?
But still seems to make it sound like he's going to sign Dak. I don't think he's going to, Joe.
I don't think so either. To be honest with you, if they
I think
don't
he's
got to
win some playoff games.
He's got to get to the NFC Championship, not win some playoff games. This team is built for a championship run. If they don't get there, McCarthy's gone, and they'll keep CD and get rid of everybody else. And at this point, the way Micah talks more than he plays, I would get rid of him too. Because show me the game when the game's on the line where Micah Parsons takes the game over. Can you? Can you show me?
Yeah. No, I can't show you those. I don't have them. Those I definitely don't have. Did you see the stuff in New England with Judon? Did you catch any of that?
With what?
Well, he was practicing the last. He obviously wants a new deal. It's in the last year of his contract. Today was the first day of pads for the Patriots, and Judon didn't put the pads on. He went and sat on the side.
Well, I mean, isn't that the norm?
And Mayo came over, and they had the cameras caught a very animated conversation between the two of them.
Yeah, not going to be on Gerard Mayo's watch. Oh, is that gone? 105. Is that gone? In the Brave game? Is it out?
Yeah, 4-2 Brewers. 4-2 Brewers.
Let's go,
who hit it?
Carver.
Was it Adamas? It probably was because I didn't play
it. It was Adamas.
Yeah.
That all right.
Surprise me.
We got life, Carver. We got life.
I didn't play Adamas. I should have, but I did not.
All right. Well, you're bad.
No, I know. It is what it is.
I'm in it now. Can you root it in? I got over 9.5.
I need Riley to homer there. Can we get Riley for the Braves?
Sure. What happened with this Pittsburgh game?
O'Neill Cruz struck out.
Gutless. That Pittsburgh
team. Very gutless. I'm very upset.
6-2 Rangers. 6-2 Rangers.
Wow, really? Where'd all that come from?
I don't know, but come on, Braves. Come on, Braves. Come on. Come on, I need this Brave game and I need this Royal game to open up 2-2, first and second. What do we got going on here? One out. So here's
the Rangers got a two-run homer from Nathaniel Lau to make it 6-2.
All right, let me just say this about Gerard
yes.
Mayo. His number one job this year is to find out which players fit the scheme and don't. And get Drake May ready for at least year number two. Get his feet wet, whether it be the middle of the year or the start of the year. I personally would start him week number one. He's going to get killed back there. I want to know if my quarterback can take up to the pounding. Yeah, I mean, what does he need, a pristine pocket? I mean, how do we know if this guy could play? Stick his ass in there and let's see if he could chuck it around like he's playing Virginia. This guy struck out Sheets.
You're all over this guy. I mean, this guy, he's going to He's going to be hearing it from you all year.
Who, Drake May?
If he plays. If he even plays, yeah.
I told you he was the worst quarterback in this draft class. He wasn't even worthy of a first-round draft pick. I said it, not anybody else. Remember that.
You did say it. You said it.
And I'll stand behind it. Stand behind it. I said that about Levis, and we'll see if Levis could step up this year.
I mean, Levis wasn't as awful as you thought he was going to be.
He beat my Miami Dolphins.
He won a couple games. Games. He didn't play awful when he went in. He had a couple games where he didn't do much, but
we'll see.
He wasn't awful, Joe.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
So you're seriously interested in this preseason game Thursday night? I don't even know who's playing. Texans and the Bears. Oh, they got numbers up for this, Joe. Bears minus two. 32.5. Joe, you're not really going to play this game, are you?
What? What game?
Texans-Bears on Thursday night?
Yeah, why not? Why?
Come on.
Come on. What do you want to do?
4-3 Blue Jays. 4-3 Blue Jays.
All right, let's go.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. 5-3 Blue Jays, bottom of the fourth. Live totals 13.5 there in that game. So, good start. They're underway in Arizona with the Nats and the Diamondbacks. 2-1 Astros over the Pirates. Skeens is still out there. 2-2 Royals White Sox. 4-2 Brewers Braves. Yeah. 6-2 Rangers Cardinals. Yeah. Mets lead the Twins 13-1.
Jeez.
And the Red Sox lead the Mariners 14-5. Those were all.
Wish I would have took those tonight. Here's Washington, first and second, nobody out, one out, right out of the gate.
Remember? Right out of the gate.
Boy.
This is what you want, isn't it? You want runs there.
Yeah, but I need the other two to come in. Come on, Braves. Come on, Braves. And this gutless Kansas City White Sox team. Four runs with gas cans on the mound. Like, really? Not good. I'm happy we really, you know, talked a lot of football in this hour because that's what it's all about.
You know, you're really unfair, Joe, to be quite honest with you. You're very unfair.
Don't worry. Middle of the week, we'll talk about the golf. I know. We got that on deck.
Well, Joe, like, again, this, like, I don't understand why you do this to me. We have things that are going on right now. You're on every alt over in baseball. We've got the Olympics going on, which actually has, like, for once, like a little bit of some betting juice to it for the first time ever.
Did you finalize your parlay?
Yeah.
All right. And it's in?
Yeah.
All right, so this is it. Good luck and God bless. Godspeed.
But, this like, you want to, like, just talking about what's going to happen 2 months from now when there's actually things going on, it's hard to do.
1-0 Nationals right out of the gate, first and third. Look at this. Corver.
See, like, even last segment, I tried to bring up the Jerry thing, and then you start hemming and hawing about an over that you got in baseball. So why bring up the football?
Football's important. We're 4 weeks
away.
Yeah,
but I bring it up, and you're like, this guy had another over in a Cub game. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Well, I thought you were going somewhere with
the Jets. We can't have it all.
I don't want to pay Dak. You want to pay Dak?
It's like, Hall of Fame. You're betting the Hall of Fame game.
What's wrong with that?
Got Aaron Rodgers yelling at guys at Jet practice.
Oh, that ship is sinking before it even took off from the port. That ship has got rats on it before. Just wait till the rats start jumping.
Lamar feeling good now after his illness, mystery illness that he had for 5 days. I mean, this is training camp. This is late. This is early. This is what I'm waiting. This is exciting you? Lamar back from his illness?
Yeah.
Well, Mahomes talking about money. He doesn't care that he's not the. He says he's not underpaid.
Two nothing Nationals.
Like, you know, there's no games yet. Like, we need a game. I need somebody to hit somebody on a field, Joe. That's what I need. Can someone hit someone on a field?
We got 2-0 Nationals.
You see, this is what I mean.
Well, they said 2-0, and now the duel took it down. It's there. It is 2-0. You're killing me here. Killing me. Is it 4-0?
It's 2-0. I got it on.
It's 5-0.
Wow, this guy's gonna homer here. Oh, he sure did. This guy crushed this, Joe.
5-0, right?
I don't know who this guy is. This guy called.
I love that over. I told you.
He just called. All right, Alex Call, 3-run homer, his first of the year, 5-0.
Jeez.
I hope the Diamondbacks do the same thing in the bottom half, Joe. Maybe Walker and Eugenio can both homer.
Ah, boy, I need a miracle at the Meadowlands. Miracle at the Meadowlands here. Jeez. Yeah, right out of the gate.
So that's what I mean. Get me all fired up about this. Meanwhile, there's nothing to say.
Yeah, nothing to say. You're right. Nothing to say.
We've spent some time. When there's actually things going on, it's hard to break into the AFC North division odds.
Thursday,
you know, it's just hard.
Thursday, we're going to have a lot to talk about. We're going to have a lot to talk about on Thursday.
You know, pick a night this week. Don't play any alt overs, and I won't play any homers, and we'll spend 2 hours on, you know, the week 7 lines. You know, we can do that.
The week 7 lines.
You know, whatever you want to do.
That's not right by you. It's not.
Or we can actually, you know, try to get a couple slips to the window every night. Like, I don't know what.
Well, are we trying to do that every night?
We're
going to
a football show. You said we were going to talk football. There's the football.
Big football show.
No football.
We're talking canoeing. That's it. We got the canoe bet in.
Well, I mean, you know, people are playing this stuff, Joe. They're playing the Olympics.
I know. I used to not, but you know.
I mean, you're sending me Tommy DeVito stories. I mean, what is he's even still in the league?
Yeah, Stellano.
How is he even on the roster?
I don't know. Bottom six. We got the White Sox. Got a runner on. Can we get something here?
There you go. I'm talking the football. You smash in. You're over with the White Sox game.
I gotta root it in.
This is what I'm talking about.
Well, God knows you're not on my side.
What's the point?
You're my kryptonite.
Why bring up the football if while I'm bringing up the football,
you're
going to do that?
3-2 White Sox, right in your face.
So why bring it up? We'll stay with the live action.
3-2.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Washington just got out of that inning, Joe. So they got 5 runs in the first. They almost added on even more. And finally, Arizona gets out of it. So they're going to come up to hit. I hope Arizona scores 5 runs here now.
Yeah.
Makes it 5-5.
I need these Braves to break out here. Milwaukee's got a runner on second, one out. Can they extend? No whammies. Don't worry.
Bases loaded, nobody out for the Cardinals in the bottom of the 7th.
Let me just tell you this, Carver, all right?
What's that show?
Tomorrow, big football show. Big football show.
It's like I need something with some teeth then, Joe. I mean, if you want to break down who's going to pass for a 35 touchdown parlay, you know, fine, but you know, we've been through this for a while, some of this stuff. We have. If there's live gas on, like tomorrow night, everyone's playing at night in baseball. Everyone's in action.
All right, so then maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Well,
I mean, we got all
August,
this great Olympic
August?
Stuff.
August,
like, it's just like, I mean, people would die for stuff like this usually in July to get you to football. We have it. We got a lot of things cooking.
In play in Kansas City. Is that a base hit?
Like I said, we will spend a whole hour tomorrow night and just look at the win totals for every team in the ACC, and we'll just get through them all.
See, that's not right by you. You're doing this. You're like.
And then we'll break down all the DAC props. We'll get all the DAC touchdown over unders. We'll get everything in.
Nah, you see, I don't like that.
I mean, there's time for it. When we have downtime, we get to that stuff. There it is. First and third. I'm talking to you about the football. First and third in Kansas City. There it is. Like, it's pointless.
It's how you're doing it. I don't like your tone.
I like your tone. I bring out that. First and third, Kansas City. All right, well, then we'll stay with the Royal game. You know, that's...
No control. No control. No control on the fastball.
Sit dead, Red King. Come on, Ortiz. Come on, Ortiz. I don't like you. I don't like both of your attitudes. How about that?
That's all right.
Tomorrow,
not an attitude.
Big football
it's
show.
Just...
Big football.
Oh, it's going to be a big football show. We're not going to mention any live games going on. It won't even be a mention of a game.
No mention. No, I'm going to hold you.
No
there.
Mention.
No mention. That's
we're
it.
Just going to break down. We'll get out all the futures out. Give me the games of the year in college. We'll take a look at that NC State Florida State line in week 6. We'll get the
tomorrow on that field. It's do or die. Win yeah. or cry. Go baby, go.
I want to be perfect.
Get me the UConn schedule for the 4.5 over under. We'll do all that tomorrow night.
I love you.
Forget the homers. That's forget the alts. Hair, forget the skateboarding hair, and the breakdancing at the Olympics. Put all that stuff on the side.
Is Tony Hawk?
We gotta look. We gotta get. Hawk? We gotta break down that FSU NC State Week 6 matchup in July 29th. That's what we gotta do. Let's go.
Is Rob Dudek in the skating? Did he break off the dust from the ridiculousness? Is he skating in the Olympics? Tony Hawk too? Who else? They're skating in play in Kansas City. In play. Double, double, double.
Honestly, you know.
Nah, it's a double play. You see, you got to kibosh it all the time. We had gas. 5-2 Milwaukee. 5-2 Carver. How about that?
There you go.
What are you going to say now?
I got nothing to say. I don't know what to say
anymore. Big football show tomorrow. Big football show.
Yeah, we got it. We have to talk about that Week 6 Florida State-NC State game. We just have to. That has to be done on July 30th. It just has to. Put everything to the side. We got to get that in. You know? All right, Joe. I'll see you tomorrow. Great job by you. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.